Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, our party headed to the apothecary. While in line for pancakes, they met Varen, the graveyard groundskeeper. Later, the group headed out to the Lumber Consortium to share their plan against the Creeds. The more answers they get about what is happening, the more questions arise. That evening, Varen ran up to our heroes in a panic, saying that the dead are rising. Our story continues now!
Caught me off guard.
Me too. Am I ready? Now I wonder.
Are you ready?
He was ready. I don't know if I am.
Rumor swings.
He finds a swing in front of the...
No, he does.
What I know?
Rumor swings again.
Just to be sure.
Double tap zombie!
So as you call out Scarab, a battle cry to rush to the cemetery, you notice that Varen is hesitant to follow. He has shrunk into himself, his eyes cast down. He was never one for eye contact to begin with, but even now he's staring at his feet and he's just shaking his head side to side. And you can hear him quietly muttering, "No, no, 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 no."
Varen, tell the sheriff! Tell him Scarab's going to the graveyard!
Let's go! Let's go!
Sausage man!
He holds out a hand, and in his hand is a key.
Ooh.
Ooh. Thank you, Varen.
And then he, without saying anything, not looking at any of you, he spins on his heel and runs into the middle of town. And he continues screaming as he had when he first approached you. The dead are coming. The dead are alive. They walk.
Oh, God.
Now, from what you know of town, the cemetery is a rough 15-minute brisk walk north of town, out the western gate, due north from there, separate from the town itself.
Oh boy. Let's just power walk. Save our energy.
Sure thing, tricky! Yeah!
All right, let's move to the new map.
Oh, let's go! It's green.
Nice. Green is green.
Can you guys actually
see
right now, or is it hidden?
It's a black box
hidden, but
surrounded by green.
Surrounded by green.
Okay, good. That
works. Roll 20, ladies and gentlemen.
It logged me out.
Log back in.
It's coming. Put that thing away.
Can you hurry up? I'm on golly goddamn.
I need to zoom out.
Good. You're seeing it. Don't worry. It's fog of ward.
Okay.
I will reveal in a moment. As you rush out the western gate, the guards let you pass with no incense. In fact, the gates are already open, probably from when Varen came through, and some of them are discussing busily with themselves at the spectacle he's made of himself. They pay you no mind. And you rush through the gate, and you continue down the dirt road. It slowly slopes and veers north, and you begin to see the outskirts farther away from town, more and more of the trees. You're not quite going directly into the forest, but this is more of a heavily wooded area. At the same time now, it is late enough in the day that the sun is slowly finishing its setting, casting everything in a dark orange, almost blood red glow as you run down the path. And 15 minutes later, you find yourself at the end of the path where a large clearing has been formed. Wrought iron gates go all the way around what you assume to be the town cemetery. Surrounded by woods, you find yourself now on a dirt path leading up to a wrought iron gate. And what you can see almost shakes you to your core. At the edge of the wrought iron gate leading into the cemetery is a mass, what can only be described as a mass of writhing bodies pressing against the gate. Their rotten flesh in various states of decay, but those here seem to have been dead a long time. The barest remnants of leathery scraps flitter about as they clamor and claw through the bars, trying to reach, push towards what they know to be life, just a mere 15 minutes away. The gate groans and clangs as they heave against it over and over again. You can hear the creaking strain of the metal trying to hold back the tide of the undead.
Oh,
walking
no.
Dead.
No, no, the prophecy, the prophecy!
Scarab is screaming his head off.
Are those two people that were standing outside within earshot?
At the gate, that's 15 minutes back towards town, my friend.
Oh, fart knocker. All right.
Oh, the amount of zombies boy. That you see in front of you is no less than a small horde. They occupy 16 5x5 squares.
No.
It would be the equivalent of a gargantuan creature. There is a mob of zombies pressing against this gate. And you imagine that if they continue to do so, that before long, they will bust their way forth and they will make their way to Falcon's Hollow. Among the grotesque display in front of you, one of the most unsettling features of these, they're in various states. Some of them are like skin-tight, leathery-looking zombies. Others are nearly all bone, just skeletons wandering around. But each and every one of them, either in their eyes, their noses, their mouths, in what gaping wounds remained on them, there is this malicious and eerie yellow glow emanating from them, almost like wisping out of them. Roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Cody dang ding dang done with this campaign.
Just play as smart as we can. Don't forget about your incredible initiative.
I don't have incredible initiative, Matthew.
All right, let's go down the line here. Rootmore, what'd you get?
29.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Scarab?
23.
And Monet?
10.
All right, starting us off, Rootmore, it is your turn. Now, before you go, Rootmore, as you're looking around and seeing everything, you can notice that this fence is old and in disrepair, likely because it's only Varen taking care of the place. And you can see on several parts of the fence, there appear to be gaps just large enough for somebody to squeeze through.
Rootmore kind of stands still for a second with his jaw dropped, and then he shakes his head, gets back into the moment.
Scarab, go back to town. The town has to be warned. You're the fastest one. Go back to town. No questions.
And Rootmore takes his hammer, flips it upside down, goes down to a knee, slams the hammer onto the ground. 30-foot emanation heal.
Reach. All right, roll for damage.
That is a fortitude save.
All right.
Ooh, I rolled 2 8 so far. Okay, 20.
Rolling the save here. Pretty good fortitude. That's a 20.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure that's a fail. Let me get back there. Fail, DC 21.
Oh, my God. I rolled a natural 7.
That is 20 spiritual damage, and it's also an emanation against a group. I don't know if that's extra damage or not.
I don't know what that means.
Well, whenever there's like a group, like
it's
a swarm.
Area of effect.
A lot of times swarms are weak to area attacks.
Okay. Let me double check on that.
Rootmore gives you a look like, brother, please? Brother, ew.
No, damn it.
That's silly, Ahmad. That is silly. We haven't had a combat in a while, and you want Matt to not fight?
He wants to die again. He wants to be a tearjerker.
He wants to be a martyr.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you need a martyr. I'm just going to go straight to town and shoot a big hand in the face.
Rootmore's thinking of the situation. Scarab's a good fighter, but one bullet, you know?
And that's all he brought.
Just one bullet.
I'm gonna play my character.
Okay, Rumor, as your holy convalescence washes over the crowd of zombies, you see all of them bathed in like this golden hue of light. Some of them, their head snaps to the sky, and the light shoots out of all of their orifices before those bodies collapse to the ground. So it is affecting the horde absolutely, but there are so many that it has not yet made a dent in the pack.
Does this... seeing that, does it feel like this is just kind of pointless?
No. No, okay. You feel like what you did had great effect. You see a number of them, even the ones that weren't immediately smitten by your holy energy, are still, like, struggling to reposition themselves. It's just, we're talking sheer quantity. You knocked out a bunch of them, but, like, you know, one pin out of ten on a thing. It's like, playing the game, is bowling pointless? Maybe. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, God. Doesn't get you anything, but don't you want to be good at it?
I love when you make an analogy and then immediately doubt your analogy, so you just shit on it. It's not what we're playing. We're going.
Hell yeah. That's it. That was all three actions.
Beautiful. I hate when you do that, because then I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, it's okay. It's yes, it had effect. It does not seem pointless. There's just, you have to understand the scope of what you're dealing with. You are making a dent. You've made a huge impact, but there is still a massive shambling horde in front of you. And that leads up to Scarab to decide what to do next.
It was 15 minutes traveling with my homies. How fast do you think for a tricky at full speed? Let me look at... I mean, yeah, his speed is 35, which is faster than tricky, or than Scarab.
Yeah, I'd say if you were to ride back on Tricky, it'd take you 10 minutes to get there. Then however much time you spend trying to spread a message and then 10 back.
Yeah, that's a whole fight.
That's beyond a combat. You'd be gone a while.
Rootmore, you forget that we're playing a turn-based game.
The travel alone would be 200 rounds, you fool.
Well, hey, it's not your turn, we can't speak right now.
Take mental damage. This really sucks.
Scarab, something you notice right off the rip. As Rumor makes his holy prayer to smite some of the undead, they suddenly almost seem to become aware of living entities in close proximity to them, and they press heavier against the gate, almost like they're surging forward, hungering for your very life, and you hear the groan and strain against the gate.
No, 100%. That's why I'm wondering if I can clear this fence.
I did mention that you can see there are several spots in the fence where there are gaps.
For a large boar, though skinny...
That would be tricky.
Though skinny is big.
Oink, oink, come on, Mom.
Where's the thing? Come on, the button.
Where is it? Help. Oh, I haven't touched this thing in a long time.
You touched it earlier with fancy water, you goddamn lie.
I know, but I wasn't on Scarab's page. I have to find it.
You can see a gap in this fence, and ahead there's another one right about here. And just next to where the zombies are, there's another one right there.
I'm not even on Roll 20. I'm looking at you like,
yeah. There, you say. I like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see, because I can see, like, Tricky has Acrobatics 9, Athletics 11. I don't remember which one would be for, like, a long or high jump. Let me...
I believe jumping is Athletics.
Yeah, Athletics.
So Athletics is plus 11. So that's a good one. Oh, shit. Here's what happens, brothers and sisters. Rootmore, you call out. And remember, and I hope, you know, if it comes up, it comes up. Scarab was just screaming something about a prophecy. He has fear in his face. Like he knows this. He sees you. You see terror in his eyes. He turns his body to run. And Tricky grunts, digs his feet in, and leaps towards the gate. As Scarab turns to leave.
Okay.
Would you allow for Tricky to stand on his... Stand on his his hind heels on this point here. And then bop, bop, land over here. If not, I can move. I guess, would I get a full 35?
I will allow
stride?
It. What I want to see is, I will need a... This is some crunchy stuff we haven't do. What about ride checks? What happens if you land on the back of Tricky making the jump? Are you going to have to do a check to make sure you don't fall off?
I do. I did for reasons like this. I do have assurance in acrobatics, which would give me a 19.
Okay. I think you're good.
Yeah, I wanted to build Scarab to stay on Tricky as well as possible. I can roll, but it's going to be hopefully a high roll.
I'll have you roll, and if it's anything but a 1, you stay on it.
Okay.
So go ahead and give me the athletics to make sure you make the jump, and then give me another to make sure you don't fall off.
Yeah, at the end of the day, what Tricky is saying is, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Oof, okay. I'll do ride check first. Or no, I'll do Tricky check and then ride check.
Yes.
Tricky makes it.
The Queen Mother abhors the freshly ridden dead.
Damn right.
Ridden.
Risen dead. Oh my god, somebody just wrote that zombie!
18?
18 clears.
Oh my god. Oh,
the rest of you see this massive boar snort, rear back, and then sail through the air over the wrought iron fence before it lands with a, like, tremorous thud on the other side. And now we get to see if it shakes loose its rider.
Oh shit.
Anything but a 1, and you're good.
It's a 12. I rolled a 3. Okay.
You're good.
I mean, Scarab is shaking. They land, and you see him.
Wait, don't you have assurance 19 or whatever?
He has assurance, but I wanted to roll for this.
No, I'm saying, oh, I got you. Okay.
I wanted to roll for this because Scarab doesn't... He's with Rootmore on this. They land, and he's like, he's got his weapon ready. But he's still shaking.
Yeah,
let's
go ahead
see.
And move yourself where you are.
So, yeah. What was the distance there? 10 feet horizontally? So, yeah. Say you land right here. Just a big old pop over the fence.
I can go ahead and reveal.
Yeah, I want to see what's up in here. Let's before you start running.
Just a little more. Which one am I on? I'm on just the straight reveal.
Cthulhu's
I'm just gonna
lose hiding behind the bush.
Oh, I got you.
Oops. I know.
You That's forgot the sucks. Other horse.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, from where you are, we'll give you... Hey, let me just go to the other one.
Oh,
we'll give
my
you a
God,
big old chunk of space.
It's terrifying, dude. Tricky is just hoping that this pulls them away from the gate.
That's also a really good idea, because you're faster than them.
Here's the hope. Here's the hoping. We
have
never
chase
know
you
when
away
you're going
to
pop
town.
Out of the ground. And Tricky takes off. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 feet further into the graveyard. And Scarab is just kind of wailing in true fear. And that's my turn.
Oh.
Ooh. Fuck.
Well. Wouldn't you know?
Yep.
Up next is the Horde.
This is a cute little map. Cute little map with the
where we're all gonna die.
The grave sites. I don't see any open ones. No room here. Well, I guess a lot of them are open right now. All things considered. Sorry, Moore.
So it's Monet's turn. Hell yeah. What's Monet gonna do?
Just make sure you edit out the part where Cody said it's the Horde's turn.
I will.
Yeah. Don't want to confuse the listener.
That's all we just that. Ignore all of Cody's turns. Just edit them out.
Just get little parts where Cody's saying, wow, oh, wow. Or just find a spot where he said natural one. Natural one. Natural one.
Only if you roll a 1. 1. 1. 1.
Just over.
Dang, Cody. It's just over Imod. Wow, Cody. Better luck next time. Yeah, it's too bad. No,
man, we win some, we lose some. Looks like today you lost some, Cody. Damn.
This time.
All right, Scarab, due to your brave display and the loud nature of the thump, you begin to draw the attention of the Horde. And slowly at first, the ones closest on your side begin to shamble in your direction. And as they begin to move and shuffle and groan and rattle and move their way through the graveyard, it draws the attention of the rest of them. And as a free action, they will begin to form up into a cohesive unit. Form up is an action that allows them to move into any one of their squares that they already occupied.
Oh my god.
As a free action. So essentially the entire thing pivots this on one of its corner, and then the horde begins to move in your direction, drawn by the tantalizing display of fresh meat. It has
ugly, nasty.
So let's do...
That's really cool, though.
God damn.
Okay, so that's one action to move, and then it moves again, continuing forward.
No. No.
Until the horde surrounds you, and they begin to claw. They do not have a special bonus for moving onto your square. They are just disorganized, and so the crowd slowly begins to approach, and as you realize and try to reorient yourself, before you know it, you are now surrounded by the slavering dead, and they begin to claw at you. This is going to be one attack. And I just throw my d20 somewhere.
I'm going to give you...
She immediately walked away and patted it.
It doesn't count, but I'm just curious.
Tricky's rolling disadvantage on this for you.
Okay.
You take a disadvantage. Tricky disadvantage.
Roll the what?
That's a good idea. I forgot all about these things.
Golly. Oh, no. He's slipping.
The thing is,
he's nervous. We're nervous here, fellas. Oh, gosh.
I'm okay.
I know. I know you're okay. You're outside the gate. You want this guy to go away so you can have a nice, happy life without fighting undead. I get it.
Alrighty, so taking Matthew's pee-pee in hand...
Grip it tight. That's
we're gonna roll.
Gripping your pee-pee tight.
Alright. Rolling 2d20s, taking the worst of the two. They swing out at you. Ooh, okay. Matthew, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My two dice, natty 18 and a natty 17.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the first swing comes at you for a... Where's the to hit? Oh, I'm sorry. It is actually not a roll. This is, you can take your pee-pee back. It is a reflex save for you.
Okay.
Scarab and Tricky, both of you reflex save, please.
Are you going to use a pee-pee for a reflex?
Yeah, you do have that option.
Tricky's going to take a reflex save. Pee-pee on the reflex for Tricky.
One for Scarab.
All right, collecting two. One from Matt, one from Emon.
You. Can I get a die from you?
Yeah. Do you want Rootmore's die or another die?
Rootmore.
Okay. Good luck trying to read it.
I have to make a brief note. Emon, you were correct. I missed before. It does... You did more damage than you thought.
Hell yeah.
I'm just put it that way.
Now, does it... Does it? I don't even know. Do the weaknesses stack?
I did.
Okay.
So it has one for area and one for positive. Okay. So I included those.
Hell yeah.
Scarab got a 23. Tricky got a 24.
Good.
But is it good enough?
Hell yeah, it is. Get out of here.
Maybe, good enough. Okay. Both of them. On a normal success, you will both take half damage. That's 11 points of damage, so half of which you will take 5 points of slashing damage.
11's pretty nuts.
Scarab's immune to slashing damage.
Oh, nice.
But Tricky's weak to it. Oh, no. Sliced bacon.
Uh-oh.
You get a new companion the next day.
Put
in the rules and get one the next day.
You're just retraining.
That's the rules.
Them's the breaks.
All right, and that is it for the horde.
Then I get an undead boar.
Sweet.
That'd be awesome.
We'll kill it immediately.
Abomination!
Teach the next one to swim so you can get a surf boar.
That's true. That's stupid.
Oh, it's your turn.
It's so fun booing jokes.
It was
funny. I like
it. It's just fun to jump in. They're yelling at us. Yeah, what are we mad at? Me? Boo! And something to note for you, Scarab, because you and Tricky are in the middle of this horde. Moving is difficult terrain.
Yeah.
As we were saying before, this was like 15 minutes, so I believe that Monet would have her elements channeled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. You knew you were going into something. And now Monet, master of suspense, steps up to the plate. Serious look in her eyes, sweat beating down her forehead. Uncharacteristically nervous.
Okay, so Monet is going to move. And then she's going to use a new ability that she got at level 5.
Ooh.
At the end of her stride, her body starts sparking with electricity. And she's going to lightning dash through the horde.
Ooh.
What is happening?
Okay, let's play.
So,
what does that do?
For an instant, you transform yourself into a being of pure lightning and fly forward, shocking anyone in your way. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
You might be able to angle it in a way where you don't hit Scarab and Tricky.
Okay, so let me change it to her being there, and then she'll just go this way. To here, rather. Good?
Right into the middle of the horde?
Yes, right in the middle of the horde.
I love it. Do it.
God damn it.
Make it so.
Okay. She will do that. Yeah, so for an instant you transform yourself into a being of pure lightning and fly forward, shocking anyone in your way. You propel yourself forward in a 30-foot line. You can move through creatures during this movement, and the movement does not trigger reactions that are triggered by movement. Each creature you move through takes 2d12 electric damage with a basic reflex save. And then you return to your normal form in the final square of your line. And I need a reflex save.
Alrighty.
The zombie thing got that.
Let's go.
Not very good. That is an 18.
That's a fail.
And it's against my class DC. That is a fail.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
Damn, why do I roll so bad? I take 8 electricity damage.
Okay. I'm assuming that is an area attack, correct?
It does hit anyone in that 30-foot line.
Yeah. I am going to rule that as an area. Even though it's hitting individuals, we're talking about a horde here. And so what was your damage? I'm sorry?
8.
8 damage.
And her elements are discharged.
Alrighty. Yeah, you can see the zombies that you dash through immediately seize up, almost like collapsing onto themselves as what remains of their muscles locked together. Sparks flying out of their eyes, and you can smell this horrible stench of like burnt, already dead flesh. But as you whip around and look, you can see them slowly forming around you, that now you are also inside the horde. Anything else from you?
No, that is the end of her turn.
Which brings it round 2, Rootmore.
So Rootmore, still on his knee with the hammer on the ground, looking down, looks up, and everything's changed. His friends are no longer standing next to him.
They're inside the zombie horde!
That's right, brother.
We took a page from your book.
Fucking Valhalla! And he runs through the opening of one of these gates, wherever the hole is.
Where the red marks are, that's a pathway through.
Okay.
So the space between them.
Oh,
Kitty,
wait.
Stop. She's laying on my mouse pad and kicking my hands with her back feet while I'm trying to use the mouse.
Cute.
And she's looking at me like I'm annoying her.
You picked this butt.
That's how she's
just push her butt slightly so she's angled away from
you. So much stuff over there.
Push her into it. It's fine. Push her on a mat.
Can I stand on this spot, or is the bush taking up
space? Yes, it's a tree, and you'll just be under the shade of the tree.
Okay.
You're fine.
Oh, gosh. I need to remember. It's been so long. I remember how to fight everybody. Jeez. Doing okay, Rumor?
I'm perfect.
How's your mental?
Yeah, Monet hasn't been hit, so Rootmore, as he runs forward through one of the holes in the gates, he'll point his hammer at Scarab and cast Guidance. Oh, that's only one action. Oh, cool. Guidance on both of you guys.
Oh, no way.
Bing, bing, he buffs you up.
All right.
That's a plus one on
saving throws, perception, attack roll, skill check.
It's a choice, right?
Yeah, it's your next one. Beautiful. Okay, so each of you now has guidance, and that brings us to Scarab's turn.
Okay, just because I'm having tense. It's tense, and it's been a while since I played my full character. I'm doing some research here. On my character sheet. On my character sheet. I don't remember if I can... Okay. Can you only command an animal once per turn?
Yes.
One action to give them two actions, but you can spend two actions to give them three.
My thing is, like, I have Cavalier's Charge, which is commanding my animal to stride twice, and I do an attack in the middle of that. Could I use...
a second action after that to give Tricky one more action?
See, I wanted to give Tricky an action first.
You can do that.
Like, basically, I'd like for Tricky to attack and then us get the hell out of here, out of there while I attack as well.
Yeah, so what you essentially do is you start your turn by spending two actions to command Tricky to have three.
And that would be that whole thing?
And then you let Tricky do his one action and then do his Cavalier Charge, and then you still have one action left.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's exactly what's going to happen here. Scarab still shaking, but noticing that this is bad.
Tricky!
And Tricky is going to gnash about as Tricky does. Try to slam a hole open so we can get out of here. Come on, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Ooh,
16 to hit.
That does not hit.
Damn.
No, it does not.
Now, as you thrash about, the wriggling mass of flesh just kind of forms around Tricky's head.
Tricky just, like, getting stuck in there, and... Scarab's gonna kick him with his heel, and they're going to run out doing a Cavalier's Charge.
Difficult terrain.
So it's gonna take... That's gonna be 10, 20... Yeah, 10, 20, 25, 30, 35. So yeah, at that halfway point through their movement, that's when Scarab's gonna turn around and let out a wild shot. Natural... fucking 20.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Give him a guard.
Oh my god. This is a horde. The one on this card says two in a row. Deal normal damage to an additional target adjacent to the original.
Give me both.
Just both numbers and
give
you
me both numbers.
You have your way with the numbers?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, earlier when I said I was ready with my die, now I have to grab so many different types of die.
I can help.
I have them all here.
So the second one is normal damage to the second guy? Okay, yeah. So go ahead and give me your crit damage first.
Can't use my mouse anymore.
Why not? Oh.
She's completely, like, on the cord.
She's mad at you.
And she gets so mad whenever I move my mouse.
Don't make her mad. She was so comfortable laying on Matt's hard drive.
Please don't lay on my hard drive.
No, she just had her little face on it like it's a pillow.
That will make it unplugged.
No. Now she's pressing buttons on the keyboard.
Ah! Her pupils are so big.
I'm gonna keep tickling your belly until you leave.
Ow!
Please, Ahmad, this is a serious moment.
I know. I don't want her to... I'm gonna move her.
She's so cute.
Sorry, Matthew.
This guy, he's numbering, figuring.
The first one's going to take 28 piercing magical.
Wow.
The second number is 9 piercing magical.
Huge. Okay. Huge.
Sorry I wasted your guidance. But getting a dang old 20.
No.
No, it's good. You did it.
A 20 is a 20. I don't care. It's a cantrip.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that it's one action, but...
Your errant shot rips through the crowd. Not only does your bullet pierce one zombie's head, another zombie's head, but it continues through, and you can see you've sliced a line clear through not only just with the bullet that was launched with such ferocity, but the shrapnel from the bones of the zombies that it passes through scatter out and seem to decimate the horde in a way where the horde actually shrinks.
Ooh! Oh,
dude. Yes!
Yeah!
Further on to Monet.
Quick, though. Real quick. As Scarab looks back and sees that, he pulls his hand forward, and the viewer and Scarab see a large amount of small vines coming back from his palm back into his sleeve.
Ooh.
Back to the horde. Monet, you are now still in the horde.
Big danger.
And they continue to try to swarm around you. They're going to spend two of their actions. I need a reflex save. Pretty Guidance. Big one.
Let's go.
Plus one.
A pretty big one.
I'll just go ahead and use a PB on that.
I was going to say, I still have one. If anybody...
Use a PB on it? Okay.
If I don't remember, if anyone's in dire need, ask for the PB. I'm willing.
I consent.
Yeah, Mom, you're looking at you, bro.
I was going to say, Matthew, looking into the camera.
I consent.
Just, you can see him penetrating the fourth wall.
No fucking way.
What'd you get?
I'm sorry, Mom.
Two natural 20s. Come on.
Plus one.
I got a 6 and I got a 6.
Yikes! For a total?
For a total of 20.
That passes.
Yeah,
join us next weekend when we buy Felicia a new set of die.
You will take half damage on, let's see, altogether that's going to be... You take 8 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The pancake wasn't worth it.
And as they slash and clamor at you, they begin to form more succinctly around you, encapsulating you. So now you are in the center of this slow, shambling, slabbering horde.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. It is your turn.
Monet, first and foremost, will... golly gosh darn, channel her elements. I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, God, you hit her with the golly and the gosh darn?
Oof.
And then I'm going to continue to play Mass Effect and lightning dash out of them.
Charge.
Remember, difficult terrain on this. Much smaller now, so it's less significant, but the first one will just cost double speed.
Oh, that's great. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, because then I don't hit Scarab and Tricky. It's right there. And...
It's a reflex save?
A reflex save.
On my slow, shambling horde.
Yes.
Ooh, pretty good. How's a 28?
You.
Ooh, that's like it.
Suck. Ooh, that is,
I bet that's
pass.
It.
You suck.
Any of these zombies got name tags?
So basic means that you take half?
Yes, half on a success. So go ahead and roll your damage, and the zombies will do exactly that.
6 damage, so you take 3. 6, 6, 6.
Damn.
What a great round. Golly.
Hey. Hail Satan.
Hey, you're out. You're out. For now.
Oh, did I do this wrong? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, 16, probably.
12. Jeez. I did do this wrong.
Oh no.
This was 4x4, so that's 16.
No texies, backsies.
12 would be this. And then...
Cody's just mushing them into an oval right now.
Okay. This is going to be 9. I'm not doing 8, because that's annoying. Just imagine that it's a little smaller than it is right now, because as your lightning blasts through the crowd, just like before, you electrocute, seize up several zombies. The smell of singed flesh fills the air, and the horde once again shrinks, this time to its final size, the size that you guys saw before.
Okay.
Nova charge.
And so that was 3 points of damage, plus its area weakness. The horde is vastly thinned from where it was before. You estimate that there's maybe a fifth as many zombies as you started with, and they are all kind of spread out and discombobulated. This probably would have been a little better if I actually used like a bunch of little tokens instead of one big one, but one big one would be cool. Which brings us back to the top of round 3. Rootmore,
What you got?
You creepy assholes! Get a hobby! Learn a craft! Stop bothering people!
Another three-action heal. And then I need a fortitude save.
Yes! You beautiful little bald man.
Seven on the die.
That's another eight. A seven.
Total of a 20.
8, 7, 8.
Wow, near max damage.
Math, help. 16 plus 7, 23.
You nailed it, dude. You didn't need help.
Yeah. Kill it.
Kill the math was in you all along.
Oh my god.
You're a real math head now.
We're real friends with the math we've learned along the way.
In unison, all of the remaining zombies' heads snap upwards towards the sky, and the holy energy infused in them bursts forth in a shower of light and sparks. They let out a horrendous screech before every single one of them collapses to the ground, still and unmoving.
Oh my god!
They sound like that one video of the container full of those squeaky chickens.
Exactly.
And then you just push down on them and it goes...
Exactly. And as the graveyard slowly lulls to a silent, cricket-filled night, you note that there is a dense, yellowish-looking fog that seems to come from the energy emanating from each of these corpses that slowly begins to seep into the ground before leaving you all standing in silent darkness.
Oh.
Oh my god!
You guys are now in this quiet graveyard. After what you just went through, what would you like to do? If anything.
Crisis averted. Roll credits.
Tricky is hypervigilantly searching about. I mean, I'll do like a perception check with Tricky if I must.
Give me a perception check.
The yellow mist doesn't sound too awesome. Personally.
No, it doesn't.
Speak for yourself.
So at this point, the yellow mist is gone. It seems to have like clung around the ground for a moment, and then it almost seems to like seep into the earth itself.
Hmm. Maybe not Scarab, but Tricky has object permanence, and that was not cool looking. It's a 25 for any more undead or the possibility of such. Tricky's sniffing. If there's another would-be walking corpse, he'd like to go find it.
Okay, as you're searching around, you don't seem to come across anything else. There are no stragglers wandering about or anything like that. The graveyard seems calm and quiet. While he's doing the search, what are the rest of you doing?
Rootmore would like to do a religion check to see about this yellow mist, if it's... Like, what is it, normal with undead, or is this some kind of a spell or a curse?
Sure, give me a check.
Ooh, does it look like something we've seen?
I feel like yellow mist is very familiar. Like, Cody's mentioned it before, but I don't... Could be talking out of my ass.
I don't know if that's what I remember from...
Oh, dude, I'm rolling so well.
That's awesome.
Must be nice.
29 religion.
You've never heard of, at least in any connection to the undead, any semblance of yellow mist. You imagine from what you've seen thus far that there's like, you've seen this yellow energy coming from the undead you've encountered so far, from their eyes, from their noses, from their mouths. Even now in this horde, all of them had the same glowing features about them. Even those that had like hideous gashes had yellow emanating from them. The skeletons had yellow emanating from the gaps in their bones. And then as they died, every time you've seen so far when they die, it almost seems like that light just kind of like trails out from them, like some kind of essence that kind of dissipates in the air. But now that there's such a large collection of them, you assume that whatever this is, this yellow energy kind of had emanated from them as they collapsed to the ground and then dissipated the same.
So we saw that with the undead wyvern and the undead...
Yep,
kobold too.
With the undead dwarves as well. It's every undead so far you've encountered in this adventure has had this strange, yellow, menacing glow.
Is there any way to tell if it's a spell or a curse, or we just have no idea?
I mean, rolling over the check, it's not from a spell that you know or that you've heard of, if it is even from a spell. It just seems there is something about it, sure, but not that you know of.
Could this be because of their rituals?
Monet wants to read some of the tombstones.
Sure.
Okay.
They're all in Spanish.
That's okay, she knows Spanish. What does this one say?
That one says if you can read this, you're too close.
Okay, what about this one?
That one right there?
Mm-hmm.
That one appears to be a grave of a child, relatively short-lived, you assume by the dates on there. Looks to be about like 9 years old and fairly recent, maybe like 3 weeks ago or so. And in fact, Damn. Some of the graves that you're looking at, in seriousness, the ones that you're looking at, you do know one section will say like over in like this area as you're walking around looking, there seems to be a set of fresh gravestones that are new, dedicated to various logging workers. It appears that the dates on them are from a week before your arrival in Falcon's Hollow, as if there was some sort of incident that led to several people dying at the same time. Mm. You can maybe assume or infer that there was some kind of accident. But yeah, there seems to be like these six graves here seem to be very recent.
Are they disturbed?
No.
What about this one that doesn't have a dirt mound?
That one right there?
Mm-hmm.
That one says Monet.
Monet sinks into the earth.
Stone armor.
Taking this Scary. Elemental thing.
You guys look over and it's just Monet from the neck up, and she's just sitting there staring at her own gravestone.
looking at these gravestones, the fresh ones, are any of them like more decorated than the others?
No, they all seem to have like the same, it's very like, bare bones.
Like team leader or anything like that?
No, just carved stone, and there's no decoration on them or any kind of like special insignia for any of them. It's probably something that, you know, Jarlbin probably had them committed here. Something that happened on the job.
Rootmore, I want to take one up.
Pray tell, why?
We don't know if it's going to happen eventually. Is it ready to burst now? Is it trying to crawl out? Is there a sign of what's doing this?
There are a bunch that are still covered, yeah. I would assume.
A decent number of them, yeah.
Can we look at these corpses that we took out and just by the clothing tell if they literally came from this graveyard or if they came from somewhere else?
Sure, give me a perception check.
20.
Not well, that's better than me, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I give myself guidance.
How
21.
About an 11?
That is fucking well, right? I can't do that after a roll. It's cheating.
Rub on your chest a little bit as you think.
My dice are rolling so bad today.
So, greatest among you is a 20?
That's what I got. 20.
Okay.
Higher than a 10.
I got an 11.
And I'm sorry, you're looking over what specifically?
I guess clothing, just to see if
like time
they came from this graveyard or if these zombies came from somewhere else.
Okay. So a lot of the corpses of the ones that you guys just dealt with are... some of the bodies look like they've been buried so long that the clothing has all but deteriorated. There are some that are, leathery and worn like their skin is dried. They've been here for who knows how long, decades, centuries. There are others that are just straight skeletons. They've been here long enough. Some of the like fresher ones are wearing like mostly peasant's garb, things of that nature. Nothing that like stands out. Looking around the graveyard, you can see a few more like holes in the fence, but if they were to have come from anywhere else, it's hard to say where they would have come from or why they would have gathered here as opposed to anywhere else. So you can infer the most likely is that those that were here gathered at the gates were brought from here.
Okay. All sorts of races.
Yeah, I mean, predominantly human. There's a few, maybe, mixed races in them, like maybe a couple gnomes or like a dwarf or two, but they all seem to be the same. The population of this crowd matches very much the same as Falcon's Hollow.
We see the graves that have been crawled out of, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. There are several of them right now that are just basically trenches
Yeah,
that's or holes dug straight up, almost like rabbit burrows, where something just came straight out of the ground.
And it seemed like, unless our homeboy Varen's been dealing with this for weeks, it kind of seems like this was like, boom, this is happening.
I mean, you
today.
Guys saw him just this morning. It'd be really weird to have this problem and be in line for pancakes.
Just every day he comes up and he's like, oh yeah.
But then again, he's... Oh, by the way, oh shit. I forgot about the zombies.
Which isn't too far off.
I mean,
but
at the same time, he's got a history of flipping out for no reason.
Yes.
And who knows if that reason was a no reason or not.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to say. But that is one reason that when he was running through the town, nobody else seemed to care. But you showed up on the time that apparently he needed you most. Yes. And
that means nobody's coming. Because we sent
likely.
Him.
Most likely.
Yeah, we sent him to go.
Yeah. You know, he has a history of violent outbursts and... Yeah, well, histrionics. He's a special individual.
Mm-hmm. It's just this was the time. Destiny has its way.
Rootmore pulls the key out that he gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of doing what I'm doing, just kind of shaking it in his hand and looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Where do key go?
Scarab would see it and bring up.
Either that's for this gate that we just went through, or for his place, which isn't too far down the road.
Right, if you were to look around, the main gate where all the zombies were gathered has a large old-timey, not padlock, but a large keyhole in it itself. It's probably the key to the grounds of the cemetery. Most likely when he saw what was happening, he ran through the graveyard, shut the gate behind him, and locked it before running into town.
Yeah, Rootmore will walk up to it and try it, just see if it works.
It works. The gate is unlocked.
Cool. Okay. He's got to lock it back up.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything?
Scarab would like to, with, you know, he'd bring it up to Rootmore. He'll bring it up to Monet as well.
I want to dig one of these graves, just so we know, because if we go back to town and they pop up, who knows?
Woo. Rootmore pulls a book out.
You can turn away, buddy.
Flipping through it. It's technically not an anathema for me.
It's for the greater good.
I hope I said that word right. But yes, it is for the greater good.
You feel like you nailed it.
Oh, thank you.
Here's a peepee. Oh,
Torag, thank you.
You said it right.
It's one of those words you read, but
good
you've never
job,
said
bud.
Out loud before. I'm sure everyone has a word like that.
Okay, when I first read it aloud, I said anathema, and then I looked it up and I was like, nope, anathema.
For me?
Just sounds like an emo song.
For me, I remember years ago, charisma. I don't know if it was charisma or charisma.
Nah, dog.
Because I'm an idiot. You know?
Nah, dog. Drop it all these days. Just Riz.
I mean, if you don't know a word and there's nobody there to teach you, you just have to figure it out until somebody goes, oh, my poor dear. Did you mean?
That's very true. It's like what I tell my boys. It's like, you're not stupid. Everybody has to learn something at some point.
Yep.
You're not just born knowing things.
Everything that comes out of our mouth is made up from the start.
People take great offense to being called ignorant, but I, you know, willfully... know that I am ignorant. There's a lot of things I just don't know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there is something wrong with knowing that you don't know and then not trying to find out, but there is nothing wrong with being confronted with a sudden instance of not knowing. It's a bunch of shit I don't know.
Yeah,
I want to learn.
I think when people say ignorant, they're saying that, like, oh, you just don't want to know. I think that's what the insult is.
Yeah,
implied.
But most of the time, the people that spout ignorance as like a decry against you are also ignorant.
Yeah.
That's one of the big things to know is just like, we're all just worms in the stew wiggling about trying to figure our stuff out.
We're all meat sacks.
Huh?
We're all meat sacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We all need sex.
That's what I heard too.
Oh. No. No.
Bro, if you listen to Time Suck, we're all meat sacks.
No, 100%. We're just meat puppets, just playing our little pretend game.
Uh-huh.
And we're literally playing a pretend game.
All right, so what's all this about digging up a grave?
Scarab wants to know.
Okay.
What's the body looking like? He has his gun out, and he's digging with the front of his gun. He's digging around with his gun.
He's just playing with his gun in
Don't
the graveyard.
Don't put your barrel in the dirt. You know nothing about firearms.
Oh, you narc. You leave me alone.
I'm going to shoot all this dirt off this grave.
I don't have a shovel.
Does anybody have
Monet,
Scarab has claws.
You turn your powers into different weapons, can you form a shovel?
Yeah, I was thinking about asking this guy if I could do that.
Can you
just pull this all out?
You can make a glaive.
Yeah.
That's basically just a non-curved shovel.
So I
and it's not like you have to worry about it getting dull. Like, it's you make it fresh. Big deal.
So, I was looking for it right now. Where is it?
And I'm pretty sure glaive is one of the options on your...
Weapon infusion. Well, it's not. It's so I can do a reach weapon, and I choose a glaive.
Yeah.
I get to choose a weapon.
I think... Does a shovel have reach?
Shovel.
Yeah. Add one of the following traits to your weapon of choice. Agile backswing, forceful reach, sweep.
Yeah, I mean, if you can just choose a weapon, a shovel is a weapon. Make a shovel.
Just give me a heavily dented battle axe. I'll call it a shovel.
That I'm not sure about with that is after I make an attack with it...
It goes away.
It just explodes.
Yeah, but does it cost anything to do?
No.
Just one reaction. Cantrip.
Just let it fly. One pile at a time.
The funny thing is, you get the dirt up and then the weapon disappears, so you're just digging up the same pile.
Every good hit. Just
faster, faster, faster.
No, I love that. I'll allow that. So you'll channel your elements into forming.
It takes half the work.
An elemental shovel, and you will constantly reform and separate your elements to dig away this hole.
Well, since it's a free action, I guess you could just like kind of like concentrate on it.
Sure.
Just keep making shovels as all of us dig one time.
Yeah. Get like a non-Euclidean shovel.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a shovel, but then suddenly you're holding a snake and then it's a shovel again.
Yeah. It just kind of like shifts a little bit in your hands.
Trying to dig in a
as
dream.
As her mind drifts.
Oh, bro.
Okay. So which grave are y'all going for? Move on up if you're doing.
Oh,
the
shoot.
Child's grave.
This is important. We're in a universe. Moving it. I'm going to go for the child.
Destroy the child.
I don't know, but if...
We going for one of the six newer ones?
Let's look for one of the funniest tombstones.
That's what I was trying to do.
I was saying the new ones, so we can... I would like to go for a newest one to see how far along that has gone. If it works... This is testing hypotheses.
Yeah, and I mean, this is only based on the markings on there. It's what, like a week and a half to 2 weeks ago? Because it was about a week before you first arrived. So these would be the freshest. And in fact, on some of them, you can still see the soil like mounded on top of them, not pressed flat due to weather and time.
Which one are we doing?
Let's go with this back corner one.
I don't think newest matters because the zombies that we destroyed... There were new and old.
How new?
Well, there were newer. None of the ones that you saw were... Some of them were, like, leather-skinned and some were no skin at all. So they all were in various states of decay, but a lot of them seemed much older. Because, like, if something's been dead a week, it's not going to be a skeleton. Even if something's dead...
Yeah, these are definitely
six
emaciated.
6 months, it's not going to be leather... skinned at that point, you know, like
it was the olden times. They probably just he died in the field, put him in a box, he's buried.
And so like and some it's a logging town, so like you can assume that a lot of them had coffins, but could also just be they just didn't bother with coffins because that's kind of like a newer trend where we worry about putting people in boxes before people cared about putting people on the ground because it was good for the soil. Or because it, more likely because it was cheap, you didn't have to pay to dig a hole.
It's good for the soil. Weird for your veggies.
These potatoes taste haunted.
like I have experience. It's weird with the veggies.
You ever had graveyard veggies? All right, so Monet, you begin digging into this grave. You guys just gonna watch while she does it?
I mean, if there's a...
Guidance!
If you would allow Scarab to...
Magic missile!
If you would allow Scarab or Tricky to dig the grave beside as well.
Tricky could do it. I think you can move Earth with Tusk.
Yeah, he'd go for that.
It's like he's looking for a truffle.
And Scarab's just gonna
watch. There's the hole she did. Okay. She dang dug.
So the two of you begin digging as Whitmore just flails his finger in either of your directions, shouting guidance. And before long, maybe about 10, 20 minutes or so, you
hear a thunk as you hit wood.
Moment of truth.
Yeah, Scarab would be happy to be the one to climb down in there and check it out.
Okay.
Gun drawn.
As you...
cocked and ready.
Each open your respective coffins. There's a struggle to lift the lid for a moment due to the worn nature. Some of them are nailed down as well, so I'm going to go ahead and need an athletics check from you guys to force these open.
15 for Scarab.
Guidance!
16.
Monet.
Guidance, Monet, guidance!
Just like a little bottle rocket. Just launching it at him.
15.
Nice, okay, both got the same. You give a great heave, and you feel the wood already starting to fester from the dampness of the soil.
Ugh.
Cracks and splinters under your hands before you hear a loud snap and the lid comes free. Each of you, one after the other, thunk, thunk, opens your lids, and you're looking down at a relatively fresh corpse. Of course, by this time, rigor mortis has already set in. The beginnings of decay have started, but... it still has its hair, it's still dressed in the nicest clothes that their loved ones could provide for them. Let's see real quick. Monet, odds or evens?
Odds.
Monet, on the one in front of you, you denote his arms are folded in front of him and he is clasping what appears to be a rather ornate looking dagger in a sheath.
Well,
to avoid the zombie apocalypse, I want to be cremated.
Same.
To avoid the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
I don't want to have to be re-dead.
Yes. I want to be made into cereal and people have to eat me.
Mm-hmm.
If you loved me.
I'll make sure to die before you, Cody.
I'll know. I'll know. I'll be there in hell.
I want my
angry
consciousness to be given to AI.
Oh, dang. I want a cereal sabbatical. Too bad.
I want to become an AI.
Except instead of life, cereal would be cinnamon-flavored death.
Can you watch an episode of Black Mirror with me sometime?
Gross. Cinnamon.
Dang.
All right. Scarab uses much the same sans the dagger. Monet, do you want to do anything with the dagger in front of you? It's ripe for the taking.
Detect magic.
Sure. It gives off a slight aura of magic.
I found a magic dagger.
Oh! Let me see. Monet, let
no,
me
it's
see.
Mine.
Monet!
No.
Or more is at the top of the hole, just reaching, nowhere near you.
Monet puts it in her pocket.
Thanks!
You can go ahead and roll a check on that if you'd like.
What is it?
Do you have Arcana?
She do have Arcana.
Go ahead and give me one of them.
Okay, I'm just try rolling with my right hand.
You got this. Best rolls you've ever had. Watch.
Is it Arcana or Arcana?
However you want to say it. Doesn't matter. Language is made up.
That is a 22.
Yeah, sure.
It only matters. That all matter of fact.
I mean,
it only matters to people that care.
Technically, it should be Arcana, but people say Arcana all the time.
I know. It just sounds so
is
yeehaw.
Is it Arkansas or Kansas?
Well, one of them's got the letters in the wrong place, so I'll say the one that's not.
Yeah,
doing
see,
that.
I mean, it should be Arkansas, but, you know, tell anybody there and you'll probably get shot. All right, anyway, 22, you said?
Mm-hmm.
It is a +1 striking dagger.
Hell yeah.
You can see now the runes etched on the handle.
The labels.
The labels. Take me. All right. And Monet, as you look over the runes on this dagger, the moon is just starting to peak, giving a like pale silvery glow over the graveyard itself, and you catch just the barest glint and gleam of it over those runes. They almost seem to sparkle at you as you look, until suddenly with a start you feel a hand shoot up and grab your wrist, and as you look down the Whoa. Eyes of the corpse in front of you slowly open in a devilish yellow glow begins to emanate from them as its mouth rattles open with a Scarab, the same happens to you. Roll for initiative.
No,
you didn't give me a chance.
You didn't let me do nothing.
My ass is going to tell Rumor to come over and do a heal spell.
Oh my god.
God damn sorry. It. You don't just grab at the knife, B. We came down here for a reason. We're going to die down here.
It's just one.
Just one.
Just give me a moment here.
Not even worth popping a heel on these fuckers. It's not even worth it.
Easy for you!
Help.
I'm going to Taco Bell. Y'all have fun.
Demon. Let me see here.
Ugh, God. Yep. Okay. Gross.
Natural one.
Really? Yeah.
No!
Big surprise.
Is Tricky down there with you?
No.
They get...
Plus. More hops on Tricky and rides into town.
You suck.
I'm gonna do what you were supposed to do.
All right. Just go straight to the bar. I need a drink.
I got a 24.
I'm losing friends
24.
Left and right.
24 for Monet. Rumor, what'd you get?
20.
20 even. And for Scarab?
13.
13. All right, that works out because the one in front of Monet is fastest. As it grabs your hand with a supernatural strength, you feel it begin to squeeze as it pulls itself forward, attempting to bite at your hand. Dang, that's a 27 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Ugh.
8 points of piercing damage as its rotted teeth begin to slide into your wrist.
She's been infected.
You, no, don't give him ideas.
Stop it.
No, that doesn't happen. But more horrifically...
Your hand's gone.
The creature begins...
again!
...to feast.
Oh, no.
As it bites into your arm, it pulls back, ripping away a chunk of your flesh that it begins to gulp down voraciously. You will take 2 points of slashing damage.
It's just easy eating a scab.
It's, hey, just are these bit. Attacks at minus two since he's laying down?
The first one does. I'm sorry, that was a 27. So does a 25 still hit you?
Yes.
Okay, damn, that's good. The second one is not a roll. So the second one is
yeah,
two
the second one
because
just
last
happens.
Thing it did was a bite. And
oh, I forgot.
The last that'll happen is the creature releases your hand before its body contorts and twists with several cracks and snaps. Sitting up first, twisting its spine backwards, propping its hands against the coffin's base before its hips twist and snap as well. And now the creature spins in place on all fours, snarling at you.
Ew, yucky dork. Get out.
Yucky dork.
Nasty.
Question, and it's probably a no. Attack of opportunity? Ripmore standing at the very top, looking down at Monet. How deep is this?
Do you get reactions before you've gone? And then we ask this a lot.
You do unless you say otherwise.
I don't want you to.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. You can make an attack on its movement. I mean, it's not leaving a threatened square.
It's standing up.
Actually, technically, it did a manipulate action to feast on the flesh. So I'll let you do an AOO on when it tries to tear away Monet's flesh. If you critically succeed, you will save her that small amount of slashing damage.
Okay,
oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So you can work it out.
Okay. First time doing this with this huge
never done
bonus.
AOL.
25 to hit.
Yo.
25 is a hit but not a crit, so go ahead and lay your damage.
Hammer time. First time striking with the plus one striking warhammer.
Let's go, baby.
God damn it.
Two damage.
Seven.
Okay.
That's 2d10 plus 3. I rolled seven.
No.
Seven hammer damage.
Same thing happens.
And, okay, so seven bludgeoning. Alrighty.
I rolled a 2 on both d10s.
That is okay. Everything else still happens. The creature is now on all fours. It is Monet's turn.
Is there enough space in this hole for me to drop a whirling grindstone on it?
We'll say yeah. Each grave takes up about 10 feet in length, so sure.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to move y'all real quick to more, to better reflect this. I'm going to do like this, and I can move... actually, because you're both in there, you're each taking up 5 feet. If you can get out of there, you could drop it in your place.
Okay, Monet is going to channel her elements.
because I didn't say that I did that last time after she used her...
Did you have to in order to make your strikes?
I would have, dig? Yes, you're right. Thank you. Very good. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, Rumor, actually, you were short one action because you were doing your little guidance over and over again. So on your turn, just two actions. Just remember that.
No, he wasn't. He moved forward and then did two guidance. That's three actions.
So you don't have a turn coming up. Got it. Three actions spent. Why good. Thank you for being honest.
Stop it.
Stop.
Okay, so then I still think that I will do my new plan, which is Monet will do a two-action elemental blast on this guy.
Blast him.
Taking that shovel that she was digging, dematerializing it, and throwing the shards into his face.
Okay.
That is a 21 to hit.
That's a hit. Lay it on him.
Yes.
That is a 17 slashing, or piercing.
Piercing,
or slashing.
Okay. 17, wow.
Which one's better between piercing and slashing? It's that.
Your attack does a tremendous amount of damage against this creature, and you can see, even though it's on all fours, you like can hear a thud against the coffin as the impact of your blow causes its torso to collide with it before it bounces back up. However, because the creature, you now get a better look at it, is covered in these hideous pustules all along its body, as your attack pierces it, the pustules themselves burst. No. And a shower of sickly, pale yellow liquid flies in your direction. Please give me a reflex save.
I'm at a disadvantage.
I don't like asking, but I'm just asking, but does it hit Rumor as well? Because he was close enough to do...
You were close enough to do an AOO? Yes, give me a reflex save.
Favor for favor, Cody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We play good, honest, fair Pathfinder here. Where sometimes we ignore the rules only because we don't know any better, but it's all for the best.
25.
Natural 20.
Beautiful. Okay, Rumor, you take no damage. And for Monet, a paltry 1 point of poison damage. Not a poison status, just a one-time hit of poison damage.
Okay, Monet's going to crawl out of this hole.
Ooh, do I get fun reactions?
No,
I don't. It doesn't happen a lot in 2E.
And she will, just crawl out and take just a little step back. Just to be close enough, but not the target.
Yeah. Okay. That'll bring us around. That'll bring us around to set target, Rootmore.
Oh, good.
How deep are the holes?
About 5 feet.
All right, you silly loser. Divine Lance!
Points his hammer at this disgusting beast. Is that 16 or an 18? That's a 16, so 27 to hit. Divine Lance.
That, my friend, is a critical hit.
Woo!
Nice.
Oh! So that's 8d4 coming at you.
Wow. Jeez Louise.
All ones, baby. All ones.
Ooh.
Do you have enough d4 for that?
No, I don't.
I help.
Hang on.
You should have waited to roll 8d4 at the same time. How often are you going to get the roll 8d4?
I know. 22.
Oh, nice.
Spiritual damage.
The two of you see, like, Rumor reel back with his hammer and slam down as this, like, spike of energy flows out, and as it hits the bottom of the box, all you can see from above is a great shine of light come out of the grave as the creature lets out a screech and is all but incinerated.
Scarab, I'm going to steal your kill,
and he runs towards Scarab's grave, and that is it.
And Scarab, it's your go next. One in front of you, equally pussy.
Yeah, technically I haven't reloaded, so I'm gonna have to reload.
It's okay. They don't have attack of opportunity. No, reactive strike.
What are you talking about? Put the book away.
You should be all calm about it. I'm inside of a grave.
with a bristly rising zombie in front of you.
Look, it's been 3 seconds. I don't know what just happened over there, brother.
I'm a very small man.
Let me see. Scarab is going to reload his weapon. And he's going to scamper away. Because he is adjacent to an enemy, he's going to get an extra 5 foot of movement speed, and he'd like to get out of this hole.
Beautiful. That 5 feet on its own will get you out of the hole, mm-hmm. then move wherever you want.
If possible, he'd just... I guess it would be an action to get back on Tricky. He'll get up behind Tricky.
You want your... Here, let's go ahead and just... I'm going to move Tricky token over here. I'm going to move you were here. Go ahead and move yourself your 5, and we'll have Tricky just next to you outside the hole.
Okay, so yeah. We'll keep Tricky right there.
Sure.
Scarab's going to run around the back, and he's going to command Tricky to strike. Let's see. 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
He's going to gore this. He's going to gore this fella. Ooh, nice. 15 points piercing.
Yeah. Huge. And piercing, you say. I'm going to need a reflex save from Tricky as those pustules burst in kind.
Oh, that's going to be a pass with a dang old 29.
29? That's a critical success. No damage.
I got to roll it, too. Oh, that's a 10 on the die. Where's my reflex? 22.
You will take half on yours, 1 point of poison damage.
And that squealing pig's going to swing on that zombie again. Not a good one. 15 to hit.
That one's a miss.
Good job, Tricky!
That's it. Let me see. That was reload, run. Yep, that's it.
All right. The creature's body begins to twist and contort in the grave. You have already used your AOO. Well, no, new round because your new turn. You can take another attack of opportunity as the creature begins to twist its body into a malformed four-legged being.
So they're like... And this is something we weren't seeing from the other ones?
Correct.
That's not good.
These, for some reason, have a penchant for four-legged movement.
What's happening?
Ew. So Rootmore standing at the edge of the grave, just holding his hammer like he's playing whack-a-mole. Oh, I gotcha! Swings his hammer.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, no. 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, cool!
What is it? 2d10. Where are you? There you are.
Where are you?
Two ones on each 10.
Oh, beautiful. My God.
5 bludgeoning.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Mr. Fighter.
Fuck. I know it's easier to see where there are if you're just looking in the center of the screen, but it's please also, look at your target.
This plus one striking room has it's not an paid off.
Awkward way to hit a thing. You're swinging down into a hole at a thing that is currently trying to get lower to the ground.
It's a heavy ass hammer.
And as he does, he springs out of the hole, jumping up onto the lip of it. Sorry, let me give this guy a red X. He died already.
You don't dead.
The wonderful thing about
Tiggers. Springs out of the hole before moving. Actually, he doesn't even have to. He jumps up onto the tombstone itself and slashes out at you, Rootmore, trying to scratch you.
Which is this 28 days later?
That's gonna be... Oh. Where is it? Sorry, suspense.
It's Tobey Maguire.
27 to hit.
Oh, it's a hit. Tobey Maguire, he is back in from zombie.
Squatting.
That is... I'm sorry, I rolled the wrong dice. Wrong die, rather.
They only make a new Spider-Man Tobey Maguire if it's an A24 zombie movie.
7 points of slashing damage.
Zombie Maguire.
And it will also try to bite at you. As it like slashes, it feels itself connect with you and it tries to pull you closer to bite.
Rootmore, please.
Stop. Oh my god, I got it again. 23 to hit. No, sorry. 22 to hit.
Not a hit.
Get that shit out of here.
Not a hit, baby.
Rolled a 16 2 times in a row.
Wow.
All right. That one is a miss. And as we come up to the beginning of round two, you hear around you a boom, boom, boom. You can feel a vibration in the earth. As
here they go! Yeah!
Come on!
Three hands burst forth from the dirt, and out from them crawl more of these same creatures. There's one, two, and three. Each of you can hear from under the ground the muffled shriek of these creatures as they slowly begin to clamber forth, their pale, pustule-covered skin glistening in the moonlight as the moon continues to rise behind you. And that is all the time we have for this week.
That's too fast. How did they dig out so fast?
Yeah, how many actions that take?
Less than you guys, but they don't need shovels.
They had a ready to action and they used it before their turn.
Oh.
Start digging when it's about to be your turn. Ah, the action happened. Now they're here.
I hear a lot of whining and not a lot of praising me. So let's try that again, okay?
Stop.
The curse Watch caravan. Us kill Cody next week.
The Curse Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy. Paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Curse Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit Paizo.com. The Curse Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing right now is written by our very own Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG, for the music and ambiance. You can find out more at
GuyFieri.com.
And you can find out more about Michael Gelfi at MichaelGelfi.com.
We love both of you so much. But Michael, you've done a lot more for our podcast. Thank you.
So far. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description below. I'm talking about Michael Gelfi.
Manifestation.
when I say that. Leave us a comment and read us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, especially Apple Podcasts.
And YouTube.
And I'm getting there.
I'm excited, man.
Spotify also allows you to rate and leave comments. And, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but YouTube. You can also...
And my mom's YouTube!
Oh, guys, we need to do video so you can see Felicia's face right now.
You can also... You're not going to see my face. You can also leave comments on YouTube where Emad uploads all of our episodes in a video format. Well, some of them in a video format. You get it. Emad, you got any comments?
Yeah, Cody and I did a video of Project Zomboid, one of the greatest games ever made. Holy crap. Fitting for this episode, Project Zomboid, if you can't tell, game with zombies. We got a comment from Nurse Ratchet that said, more Cursed Caravan? Yes, please.
What's up, Ratchet?
And they put a timestamp, 4 minutes, 39 seconds. I had to look that up.
What
and
was it?
It was... the little skit that I put in the middle of the video of me editing. You guys just have to check the video out.
It's, yeah, that's a good one.
It's silly.
It's a skit about a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It happened, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nurse Ratchet, for those comments. And thank you. That's you that's listening now. Yeah. Take your finger and point it at yourself.
Yeah, no. Next to you? You? Yes, you. Yeah. You. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for leaving comments. Go ahead. Go on. Go do it.
We'd love to talk about it.
We love seeing them.
We love reading them.
We will read them on the podcast.
It helps our lives, and it's free.
It is free.
It doesn't help me much, but I think it's fun.
Helps him out. That helps me.
So yeah, get on those comments.
Selfless savior.
All right? Let us know what you think. Make him out happy.
And why do you always say that?
What do you mean?
Make all of us happy, not just me.
It does make me happy. After well, you're happy,
though.
I'm not happy until you're
it's
happy,
mostly,
brother.
Mostly shut up, Cody.
Cody just said that it doesn't affect his life all that much, so.
Cody doesn't care. I do care.
To make Whoa. Matt happy.
Hold on.
If you don't want to make Emad happy, make Matt.
Now I care. wait, I want to care.
All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you so much for being a trapper on the Cursed Caravan. Bye!
Oh, wait. We're doing trauma on YouTube. Bye!
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 Goodbye!
What's up, Felicia, who raised your hand?
It's the afternoon.
You'll recall that as you were walking up, I said the sun was doing the last bit of its setting, bathing everything in a reddish-orange glow.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
that's why I thought you're trying to make us play 7 days to die.
No.
Because we just had breakfast and I burned my hand on a pancake.
Yeah. If we're going to backtrack it real quick, you had breakfast, then you went and talked to people. But then you went to another area to talk to people. Then you went and waited in line for pancakes. You did the pancake thing. You went and talked to Jarlbin. You were out there for a while. You came back. I gave you time during that last episode. If you were to listen back, every time you guys went somewhere, I was like, it is now. This time. It is now. This time.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not just dropping night on you out of nowhere. Our 3-hour day.
Why do you do this?
Just trying to keep continuity. And I didn't remember any of
that. How dare you?
I'm a bad person.
All right. Well, as long as you know. Moving on.
For the listener, I'm talking to my cat. I didn't ask Felicia, why do you do this?
Why do you do this?
My cat's trying to put her face in my drink.
No, I like that. Cut this explanation part out. Leave the other part in.
No.
Why do you do this?
I'm bullied.
Why are you the way that you are?
Does anyone need to take a shot?
Oh, yes. Right. Torag be with us today.
We're going to go take a shot.
Pausing!